The last Bodley's librarian but one, David Vasey, was a great friend of mine from when we were undergraduates together. And a long time ago, he said, 20 years ago, he said, what was going to happen to my papers? Well, at that time, I didn't feel I really had many papers. But he said, would I think about letting Bodley have them? And so it's really as a result of that, a chance remark, really. But I also feel that Oxford is where I belong, or where I was educated, and if the Bodleian would like the papers, then they should have them.
I would imagine the Bodleian would not only bite your arm off to get the papers, but would have been very happy to pay quite a lot of money for them. I think the benchmark was set this week when the British Library paid £500,000 for Ted Hughes. But you're giving these as a present.
It sounds rather grand, so I can afford to. But most libraries in England anyway are not well endowed. They don't have much money, me and my partner we're relatively well off, and so I felt I didn't really want to take money for them.
I gather that you've said to the Bodleian that in some sense you feel that giving these papers is a debt repaid, because you yourself were educated free at Oxford because you won a scholarship.
Well, I was educated free right from the start. I mean, I was educated free in Leeds, where I went to a state school, and then I got a scholarship to Exeter College, Oxford. And so at no point did my parents or me really have to pay anything for my education. I used to work during the vacations, but other than that, my education was entirely free. And so, unlike students nowadays, one didn't leave university with a massive debt. One never really gave money. I mean, one didn't have much money, but one never really gave money a thought, because you had just about enough to be going on with. Now, that's a situation that students today can only dream of, really. And so in that sense, giving the manuscripts to Bodley is a kind of, it sounds rather pious, but it's a kind of small recompense for what I was given. And not merely given by Oxford, I also feel I was given it by the state, and the state isn't something that people would normally thank or think well of, and hence the phrase the nanny state. Now, I was nannied in the sense that everything was paid for. The Leeds Education Committee gave me a scholarship, and then I had another scholarship later on. Now, if that's being nannied, I'm all for it. And so it's a recompense not merely to Oxford, but to the state that educated me.
There is a slight irony in you giving these papers to Oxford as a celebration of free education, in that Oxford has really led the demands for top-up fees for elite universities. So I think there aren't various different money men in Oxford are on record as saying sums like 25,000, 30,000 might be an appropriate fee for students to pay.
The library and the university are not entirely synonymous. I mean, the library is a separate organisation, as it were, within the university. I've differed from the university on other things. I mean, on their soliciting money from Rupert Murdoch, for instance. But the library is something separate, the library, however well endowed the Bodleian is, it's like other libraries, it's strapped for cash. And so I don't really think that applies. The philosophy of the university and the philosophy of the library are probably not the same.
Is it an enormous archive? I remember when the Theatre Museum got the Redgrave papers. There were crates and crates and crates of them.
Well, they've 100 box files have gone already, which have all the manuscripts to do with my plays and television and films and so on. And also 30 years of diaries. So they're quite a lot, but there's more to come in the sense that I keep all the stuff printed copies of my plays and autobiography and so on, and make notes in it from time to time. I keep annotated copies, and so all that will go when I go, as it were. I'm really quite glad to see the back of it. I don't miss it. When the van went off with the all the 100 boxes, I heaved a sigh of relief.
I feel great clouds of biographers quivering in the wings waiting to get at these. But what happens if you need to look up something in your own old diaries? Will you have to go up to the body and make an appointment?
I've got a typed transcript that Faber have in their archive, so I can consult them there.
And a lot of the archive is in longhand, the absolute joy and rapture of the librarian, I gather. Is that right?
That's right. Only because I've never had a screen and about a computer, and I always write in longhand and then manually type it out. I don't have an electric typewriter. This isn't from conviction. It's just the fact that that's the way I've always worked, and it just about does for me. So I've seen no reason to change it. But I suppose I'll be among the last of the people with a manuscript archive to bequeath, really. Most people it will be emails and such like, and won't have the same personal touch.
I hope you've secured a lifetime supply of typewriter ribbons there, as I know to my cost, increasingly difficult to get hold of anywhere these days.
Oh, I don't find typewriter ribbons difficult to get hold of, but maybe I always ask them when I buy some more. These won't be the last, and they always are very reassuring. Typewriters themselves are quite difficult to have repaired, and that's more of a problem, but The latest typewriter I got from Age Concern in Settle in Yorkshire, where I think it was a couple of pounds, and it was in full working order, so I'm all right at the moment.
I'm delighted to hear it. And do you hope that you will set the example for other writers to give their archives rather than for the estates to think how much can they sell it for?
Well, I hope so. I've been very lucky. In my life, in the sense that if you do reasonably well on the stage, it's quite a good income, and so it's different for somebody somebody writing poetry, for instance. There's no money in that at all, so you can't prescribe for other writers, but I would hope that more people would feel it would be a good thing to give stuff to libraries, if not their entire archive, to give individual manuscripts.